Good evening, everyone. This is our second appropriations hearing for the day. I want to remind the testimony for the bills that we've already had very lengthy policy hearings on both of these items, so please stick to the fiscal aspects of the bill. We have Assemblymember DeBovna here, but before we continue, let us establish our quorum. Secretary, please call the roll.
Senator Lara?
Here.
Lara here. Bates?
Here.
Bates here. Bell?
Here.
Bell here. Bradford?
He's here.
Bradford here. Hill?
Here.
Hill here. Nielsen? Wiener?
Present.
Wiener here.
Great. We have a quorum. We have Senator DeBovna here. The floor is yours.
Mr. Chairman, Senators, I bring before you AB 1284 because we just did have an exhaustive policy debate. And I know some of you are watching that or part of that committee. I will tell you AB 1284, which will bring a regulatory framework to the PACE program in our state, which will create underwriting and protect consumers that look at this as an option to help with energy and water efficiency upgrades for their house. This bill will have a negligible impact with no money out of the general fund, but actually through licensure, collect money that will be used to help administer the oversight of this program by the Department of Business Oversight and add consumer protections to this very worthy program that's helping us reach our lofty environmental goals. With that, I respectfully ask for your aye vote.
Thank you. Witnesses in support.
Jan Owen, Commissioner for the Department of Business Oversight. Administration is in support.
Thank you. Additional witnesses in support, please come forward.
Good evening, Mr. Chair and members. Cassie Gilson on behalf of Renovate America, San Diego-based largest provider of PACE financing. Delighted to be here with what is really the coalition of the impossible in support of this. Defer to the administration's assessment of the finances and ask for your aye vote. Thank you.
Thank you.
Kara Martinson on behalf of the California State Association of Counties in strong support.
Mr. Chair and Senators, Kevin Gould with the California Bankers Association in support.
Courtney Jensen with the California Credit Union League also in support.
Margaret Glesdy with the California Community Banking Network in support.
Karen Lang on behalf of the California Association of County Treasurers and Tax Collectors in support.
Sylvia Solisha on behalf of Advanced Energy Economy in support.
Valerie Nera for the California Chamber of Commerce in support.
Will Gonzalez on behalf of the California Solar Energy Industry Association in support.
Mark Burgett on behalf of Renew Financial in support. And I've also been asked by the Cal Asian Chamber and the Hispanic Chambers of Commerce are in support as well. Thank you.
We'll need to verify that.
Mr. Chairman, Craig Page with the California Land Title Association in support.
Thank you. Witnesses in opposition, please come forward.
What?
Okay. Finance.
Jacqueline Wong Hernandez with the Department of Finance. We're in support of this bill. The upfront cost to the bill will be absorbable by the Department of Business Oversight, and the ongoing costs are fully recovered by fees. The administration is committed to strong consumer protections and believes that PACE programs are a valuable benefit to the state's climate goals. In its efforts to bolster this program so that strong protections get into the market immediately, the administration has spent numerous hours with consumer groups and other stakeholders to assist in bringing forth the bill that's in front of you today. The administration also commits to working with stakeholders after the bill is passed on additional changes that need to be made as the program is actually implemented and as it matures.
Thank you. Comments or questions from committee? This does enjoy a due pass recommendation.
Mr. Chair, just a question.
Senator Hill has a question.
And I watched some of the hearing in the Banking Committee, and the issue of California Newspaper Publishers Association. There were some concerns, and I think some agreement to do something with in the, over the next year. And I was just trying to clarify that, if I could.
We have agreed to work with them and talk with them, and if we need to do urgency legislation at the beginning of the year, we've committed on that issue to work on
Wonderful.
That.
Thank you.
Thank you, Senator.
Thank you. With that, there's a motion by Senator Hill. It's a due pass recommendation to the Senate floor. Secretary, please call the roll.
Item 2, AB 1284, by Assemblymember DeBovna, due pass the Senate floor. Senators Lara?
Aye.
Lara, aye. Bates?
Aye.
Bates, aye. Bell?
Aye.
Bell, aye. Bradford?
Aye.
Bradford, aye. Hill?
Aye.
Hill, aye. Nielsen?
Aye.
Nielsen, aye. Wiener?
Aye.
Wiener, aye. 7-0.
7-0, that item is out. Moving on to AB 166 by Assemblymember Salas. I should read that bill. It's a Salas bill. Senator Salas, good evening.
Good evening, Mr. Chair.
How are you?
Glad to see you're still chipper.
I'm here. You know, you got to... Right. Members, this is AB 166 by Senator Salas. The floor is yours, Mr. Salas.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Members, this is a bill that we heard, I believe, yesterday in Governance and Finance. This measure is really just to allow those hardworking poor families, people that are actually working, to go ahead and apply for a hardship refund waiver. And so with that, I respectfully ask for an aye vote.
Witnesses in support, please come forward. Witnesses in opposition. No, in opposition this late. Joking.
Good evening, Mr. Chair and members. Rob Grossglaser with the County Recorders Association of California. Regrettably opposed to the bill. I say regrettably because we agree with the intent and the policy idea behind it, but we are opposed due to the administrative complexity articulated in the bill. It'd be our recommendation to hold the bill over and have an urgency statute in January that would allow for a much easier process that consumers won't have to go through a lot of red tape. Specifically, we request that it mirror what the courts do when it comes to fee waivers. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Chair, committee members, Craig Page of the California Land Title Association, for many of the same reasons articulated by the county recorders.
Thank you. Finance.
No file.
Comments or questions from committee?
Mr. Chair, thank you.
Senator Hill.
And I guess the issue that was raised, and it was raised in the analysis as well, that's the local cost issues. I know we can't do an amendment, but is there any intent to look at that or to try to make some changes next year?
Actually, that's something we discussed also in Governance and Finance, and right now, because it's not specified in the legislation, we allow for the administration to hopefully promulgate regulations to help with the cost pressures.
Okay. Senator Bell.
Yes, my committee, of course, waived hearing this because they didn't want to hear it three times in one day. So
I appreciate that. Thank you, Senator.
But when we talked about this in Government Finance, we talked about, you know, looking at not just this particular fee discount, but the whole system of recording fees and how the clunky system hasn't been looked at in a long time, and we have to kind of maybe look at the whole picture and streamline it and make it more modern and more efficient and effective. So that's, I think, in terms of this, the context of this particular thing, I think that's a good idea. I'd be willing to work with the industry on that. And, I would move the bill.
Thank you. Thank you. There is a motion. This has a do-pass recommendation. I just would also say, Senator Salas, I do agree with the county recorders on trying to eliminate some of this red tape, and I hope you, should this become law, absolutely, revisit this issue to try to figure out how we can streamline this, because I think the goals of your bill are very laudable. I just want to make sure we don't get caught up in the morass and more red tape and try to streamline a lot of this stuff. So I know you've committed to doing so. And with that, members, this is a do-pass recommendation to the Senate floor. Secretary, please call the roll.
Item 1, AB 166, by Assemblymember Salas, do-pass to Senate floor. Senators Lauda?
Aye.
Lauda, aye. Bates?
No.
Bates, no. Bell?
Aye.
Bell, aye. Bradford?
Aye.
Bradford, aye. Hill?
Aye.
Hill, aye. Nielsen?
No.
Nielsen, no. Wiener?
Aye.
Wiener, aye. 5-2.
5-2, that item is out. Members, this concludes our appropriations hearing for the hour. Who knows?